Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome into the Divas Dish Podcast 2020. I am Cherie Taylor, the Midday Diva of Magic 98.9. Across from me, I feel like I haven't seen you like in a month of Sundays.
I know, I'm here.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's like I've been like living vicariously through text and Elise, because I had some medical issues over the break, and Elise had some getaways because she got to go to Texas and then got to go up to Charlotte with a family the other day. So I live vicariously through you because I'm usually on the road, but I was down for the count over the Christmas break.
Yeah, it was nice to get away and, you know, fly to another place. Most of the time you have to drive. So it was nice to be able to fly away and do Texas for a couple of days.
It was your first time in Texas.
It was my first time in Texas.
What cities did you visit?
We flew into Austin and drove to Waco. I would not go back. It was okay.
To Austin or Waco?
Waco. I didn't see Austin. Austin, we flew in and I didn't get
Austin's
to see it.
Austin's a great city. I love
we
it.
We literally flew in, got a rental car, and drove out. So we didn't actually do anything.
So you would
there.
See Waco instead of Austin?
Well, that was the whole reason for the trip, was we went to Waco to take Colin's grandmother, who it was her 80th birthday, to see Magnolia. Well, she was upset, get this, because Magnolia was so commercialized. I'm like, well, I mean, what'd you expect? Like
Chip and Joanna.
I mean, come on. But I guess in the mind of an 80-year-old woman, she doesn't understand how things work. So she was kind of expecting more. As was I. I mean, I kind of thought it would be a cute little town and everything was going to be all cute and, you know, Chip and Joanna-fied. It wasn't. Magnolia is literally like shoved on a corner block in the middle of just a basic, not even like nice downtown area. Like it was just, it needs a lot of help. A lot of help. Luckily, we were
Jesus.
Only there for one night.
So. It needs some Jesus.
Yeah, it was not my fave. I didn't like it. And the wait to get in their restaurant was 3.5 hours. The wait to get in their bakery was 1.5 hours and 1.5 hours to get in the coffee shop.
Okay. Like, the other two, I could be like, I'll be fine on the way. But 1.5 hours for coffee?
Yeah.
I think I would straight up murder
it's
somebody.
It's not that special, surely. So, you know, I got a t-shirt and I went and I saw. And
I got the t-shirt. You could have got the t-shirt at the airport.
Yeah, it was cute. My actual Magnolia was cute. And we saw Baylor, which was nice. And we stayed in a house that they actually renovated. Season 3, episode 2 house called The Brick House. They have the episode playing when you go in.
I think when we when I edit this, I'm going to have Brick House playing underneath. Yeah. She's a brick house.
Well, they have She's it playing when you walk in. They have that episode. They're like, this is the house.
Yeah, but
here.
I'm thinking the Brick House song. Come on.
I know. I know exactly what song.
The episode. You know exactly. You work
I
in
do.
Radio. You should.
I
if
know
not,
song.
We're going to take away your DJ license. All right, let's talk about some other stuff. Okay, of course, we mentioned Christmas break. Do you have your Christmas stuff down? Because our little elves from the promotions department came in here and took all of our Christmas stuff down except for our huge banners.
I don't even know why they made them Christmas. We literally just got them like 1.5 weeks before Christmas. So I'm like, we only get to use them for just a little bit.
Oh, please don't keep these up year-round.
I know. I'm like,
please
why wouldn't
don't
they
keep
just
these
do the
up
blue?
Year-round? I know. Why don't they just put the Divas Dish like podcast on some banners and slap it up on the wall? If not, we'll make our own. We will.
Yeah, I was a little sad to find out they were doing the Christmas ones. I figured they would just be regular Magic Blue and we could leave them all the time because it looks nice.
It looks very nice. But you know what? I have a feeling we'll get some Magic Blue ones.
I hope so.
Maybe with all the personality pictures on it, so we're staring at ourselves. Do a stare down when we're not in here between our pictures and Harry Connick Jr.'s cutout.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's over there.
Oh, by the way, since I was on bed rest a little bit over the break, I watched Hope Float like 3 times.
Oh.
I love Harry Connick
That's
Jr.
That's such a good movie.
Mm-hmm. It's a very good movie. All right.
I thankfully do not have any of my Christmas things up, but it has nothing to do with me. My husband took every single bit of it down while I was in Waco.
Really?
So
was he bored?
Didn't. He had Ella at home by himself, and his mom was with me, so it's not like, you know, he could just go over and hang out at his mom's like we normally do. So he took down all of our Christmas decorations. I didn't have to do any of it. It was amazing.
I'm leaving mine up until Epiphany, and that's because I did not put Christmas stuff up until like the 22nd this year. It was bad.
Colin's mom didn't. She literally put her Christmas trees up. She wasn't going to put them up because we weren't going to be here because we left the day after Christmas to go to Georgia. But Colin's 21-year-old sister came home from college and was just distraught. It was too much for her that there was no Christmas decorations in the house. So she made her mother, on the 23rd of December, put up two full Christmas trees.
Oh, wow. See, did she decorate the whole tree? Because here's what I did. I just decorated the front of the tree because the cats were nesting in the tree. They kept climbing the tree, and then you would find a cat on a different branch, and they were popping at each other, and it was like Lord of the Flies up in there. So it's like I have like just ornaments on the front part of the tree, but me, I'm not supposed to be lifting, so I have the boxes down in my little tiny hallway that need to have everything put up. So I don't know, maybe elect some help. But you know what? It's going to come down anyway, and I've got plans for new furniture for the living room and everything. So I'm doing a full clean sweep because only 2% of people wait until February to take down their Christmas tree. That's too long.
That's February? Absolutely not.
That's nuts. I mean, I'm hoping these are artificial trees, not live trees.
They have to be at this point.
They would have to be. 2% of people say they don't take down their Christmas tree until February or later. Can you imagine, according to a new survey, 37% of people get rid of their tree the first week of January, 4% got rid of them on Christmas. I was driving around my neighborhood in the North Main neighborhood in downtown Greenville, and I saw trees on the side of the road, like the 26th, 27th.
Yeah, see, that's normal.
That's normal.
I met a lady at one of our magic remotes, and she told me that she leaves her trees up all year round, that she will decorate it for the different holidays and things like that, but yeah, her tree has multiple trees all year round. I'm like, no, ma'am. That's not for me.
That's too much of a dedication for that. My house is too tiny for that.
Mine too. I can't even imagine. I hate decorating it one time. I don't want to decorate it multiple times.
You know, that is something too that we can admit now we are on the Christmas station and we both hate decorating for Christmas.
Oh, I hate it.
I love decorating my house and doing other stuff, but decorating for Christmas, it just seems like, okay, we're going to put this up for 30 days and be done. It's, what's the point, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. If I didn't have Ella, like, I really wouldn't. We didn't. The year I was pregnant with her, we didn't put a tree up. I just don't. I mean, it's not that I don't want it, I don't believe in it or any of that. Definitely not the case, because I love to look at them, but I don't want to put them up.
Yeah, I think I'm going to travel to some South Sea island next Christmas, and that's going to be the reason I'm not putting the tree up.
Oh, yeah.
Going to be the reason. All right, let's move on to last night. It was kind of like a late Christmas present because I love the Golden Globes everything is possible. You can say and do whatever you want on the Golden Globes. And a lot of stuff got bleeped, so I was watching it last night trying to keep up with it for show content and stuff like that today. And Ricky Gervais, fifth time hosting the Golden Globes, swore this was his last time. And of course, he attacked Hollywood, the hypocrisy of Hollywood.
No, I think it is.
It is. It was hilarious because there were some people that were shocked. Did you see Tom Hanks's face a couple of times in the crowd?
Oh, it's everywhere. It's a meme now.
Oh, it is a meme that, And you know what? He said the stuff that we're all thinking. And yeah, it's great. It's great. I thought it was funny. I thought it was hilarious. And you know what? I think it's genius because by him doing that and going after Hollywood and going after some of these institutions, they're never going to ask him to come back again. But watch, it's going to be so popular that they're going to ask him to come back.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious. It is true. It's like, thank people. You know, you don't have to use it as a platform. You already have so many other areas of your life for that. So just thank, you know, you're accepting an award. Say thank you. Say
thank your agent. Thank your spouse. Thank your God, and get off the stage.
That's what he said.
I love it. I love it. And of course, everybody was using the platform last night for the brush fires in Australia. And Russell Crowe was not there to pick up his Golden Globe because he actually lives there. Mm-hmm. And so I applaud him because there's some people that did actually make the journey over. So.
Oh yeah, he said he had to stay back to protect his family in Australia. And so I love that.
I love that. I love Russell Crowe anyway. A lot of people over the years are like, oh, he's a hothead. He's this. I love Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe will always be like one of my faves. So good for him. And a lot of people won last night that weren't expected to win. So
I was a little disappointed. I'm not going to lie.
Little disappointed? What were you pulling for?
I mean, there were so many like big stars and big TV shows that missed out. you know, like Game of Thrones. This is the last year for Game of Thrones, you know, to win things, and then they didn't get anything. Some show called Fleabag. People like that show. I have literally no idea what this show is. And so I'm going to have to look it up and actually
watch
kind of see just to, you know, because, I mean, it won a ton of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've literally never heard of it. Apparently, it's Amazon Prime.
It is Amazon Prime. I have my password if you need it. Or do you have Amazon Prime?
Oh, I have.
Oh, you have.
So,
okay.
Yeah, no, I have to watch this. Because
I'm on Amazon
like,
Prime, too, by the way.
Apparently. Yeah, just casually. Amazon
just casually, by the way. I have several shows on there.
Literally every single thing you can think of. Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
All of it. But I don't have Apple TV. So if anybody wants to share that, that'd be
great. I don't have Apple TV
yet,
but I need
show.
To. Yeah, I do. Oh, I do want to watch that. And when Brad Pitt was making his speech last night, his acceptance speech, it was very sweet. And he goes, and people ask, you know, I want to say hi to my folks back in the Ozarks. And he made a little joke. He's like, you know, I asked my mom to come, but we decided it would be best if she didn't, because anytime I'm photographed with a woman, they say I'm dating her. And he started laughing. He goes, and that would be awkward. And then they panned to Jennifer Aniston, who was laughing too.
Of course they did.
Of course. I thought it was great. And I thought it's great after all that these two have been through, and no matter how much the tabloids want to stir something up with the two of them, they're still nice to each other. And they're still, I mean, they're still respectful to each other, which is good.
Yeah, I was a little sad to watch Jennifer Aniston lose her award. I was really hoping that she would pick one up, but she didn't.
Yeah.
But she looked fabulous.
Well, she looks fabulous. She is fabulous. She's a class act. We love her. And speaking of class acts, let's move on to Netflix, because I will tell you, I watched Friends up into the bitter end of
Me
Netflix.
Too. You know I did.
I screenshot. I almost sent it to you because I'm there on bed rest. What else am I going to do? So I'm watching all the episodes that I can. Fell asleep. And you know, your TV starts judging you. Are you still there? Are you still watching? Are you still viewing? So yeah, that happened. So I basically went to hit play, and all of a sudden it goes, there's been a problem and you can't access this and blah, blah, blah. So Friends completely gone, but Netflix most popular content in 2019, the top 10 most popular shows of 2019, Stranger Things 3 and The Witcher. And speaking of Friends and The Witcher, have you seen that meme of Ross? Who wore it better, Ross or The Witcher of the leather pants?
Oh yeah, I've seen it. I thought about that the other day, because it was right at the beginning of the year when he got those leather pants, because he was trying to do, like, his New Year's resolution was to do something different or something
yes.
new. And
how'd that work out for you, Ross?
Yeah, it did not work out well. And so I thought about the leather pants the other day, actually.
That's pretty awesome. So the fact that you relate things on your timeline to when they happen on Friends,
mm-hmm.
I bet you can tell me all about the Geller Bowl.
I can.
Each and every one of them.
With the Geller Bowl is very similar to the Fripp Cup that we do every year at Fripp. They had the Geller Trophy.
Is it a troll doll on top of a 2x4?
It is not a troll doll nailed to a 2x4. I wanted to do that. But I was afraid the other couples that go with us wouldn't understand. So it's actually an old dance trophy that I refurbished into the Fripp Cup.
I love that you did that, because you would totally judge them if they did not know what that was.
Yes.
You would totally judge them, and they would not be your friends anymore.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's just the way you roll. Never get on Elise's bad side. I've learned that. Warning to people.
Friends. It's not, I mean... It's well, out there in other ways.
It's you can watch some clips online now, but it's not going to be up until available on Peacock, what, later in the year?
Oh, it's not coming to Peacock. It's coming to HBO
Max.
That's
it. That's right. That's right.
And HBO Max doesn't come out until May. Big Bang Theory is also coming to HBO Max. So
wow.
That's Colin's favorite. So we're set. We got to get that one.
You're set. But you also have the DVD set.
I do, yes. I have all 10 seasons on.
So
DVD.
I tell you what, if you are jonesing for some Friends, I know where you can watch a few free episodes. And her husband also works at a movie theater, so it's almost perfect. And speaking of movies, over the holiday, did you see Star Wars?
He did.
Seen it yet?
No. He watched it the Tuesday before it actually came out in theaters. They preview the movies to make sure that everything's there, content, mm-hmm. everything works. So he actually watched it at midnight, Tuesday night before it came out.
It was fantastic.
On Thursday. And I haven't had time. We've been going so much. I actually haven't gone to the movies at all over the break.
The day after Christmas, I took the boys to see the movie, and we all loved it. We all loved it.
Oh, Colin loved it.
It was fantastic. I thought it was great. I have a new respect for Adam Driver. Actually, I got a really huge respect for Adam Driver, who plays Kylo Ren, in A Marriage Story, mm-hmm. which is on Netflix, which is, if you have not seen it, go to Netflix, see it. It's amazing. It's painful. It's true. It's honest. It's about people going through a divorce. divorce, and the aftermath after the divorce, and the things that happened, the steps that lead up to it. So it's told in a lot of flashback, and it's very gritty and very real, and it's very well done. So, yep. It's Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver, and it's fantastic.
And Laura Dern, she won for it last
she
night.
She won because she played a very brutal lawyer. Oh, wow. She was intense in that movie.
Yep, she won last night and thanked all of the divorce attorneys. It made me laugh.
I love it because like she was even more brutal than Ray Liotta, who was the opposing divorce attorney. I mean, when you go up against Ray Liotta, oh, wow.
I like the characters, but I haven't seen that one yet. Too busy watching Virgin River.
I haven't watched that
yet.
Oh,
my God.
It keeps popping up on my suggested. And
it's so good.
But see, I'm all like Outlander, and I'm kind of jonesing because Outlander's done. And so what I did start binging again for the fourth time, Scandal.
See, I've never gotten all the way through Scandal.
Oh, my gosh. I can't be your friend anymore.
I know. I was too caught up in Grey's Anatomy and How to Get Away with Murder to watch the one in between.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, yeah. No.
Scandal.
We never
Please get
Scandal.
On it.
But we
Please
actually just started Good Girls.
Good Girls is great, but get on Scandal. Get on Scandal because there's this wonderful line where she goes, I want Vermont with Fritz, and I want to stand in the sun with you, Jake. That is when she can't decide which guy she wants. Oh, to have those choices between Tony Goldwyn and, oh my gosh, what's his name that was married to Jennifer Garner from Felicity?
I can't even think.
And
his first name, like Michael?
No, Michael Vartan. No, she had a fling with Michael Vartan. I'm going to have to look that up real quick. Hold on. Jake from State Farm. From Scandal. I did that, and it's like Jake from...
There's somebody screaming at us right now on there. They're listening and they're screaming. And
Scott Foley.
I was like, and they know the name.
It's Scott Foley. Why can I not remember? I used to be married to a Scott.
Yeah, Scott Foley was also on Grey's Anatomy. So
yes, he was on Grey's Anatomy. And I went out with a guy briefly that kind of looked like Scott Foley. He was a little bit shorter than him.
Yeah, we
haven't. And it didn't work. We didn't have chemistry. It was weird.
We haven't done Scandal.
No, but you need to do Scandal.
My mother-in-law and sister-in-law both love Scandal, and they've watched it so
many
times.
And speaking of Scandal, Kerry Washington looked amazing last night. I love her hair.
Right? People are like, oh, she was showing too much skin. And I'm like, if I look like that, same with Gwyneth Paltrow. If I look like that, I would do it too.
If I look like that, I would walk butt naked for the frozen food counter.
That's what
okay?
They're saying. They're like, oh, Gwyneth Paltrow, she's too old to be showing that much skin. Are you kidding me? If I look like that, I'd be doing the exact same thing.
That's so just disgustingly sexist to
I know,
say
right?
that. To
like,
say that she's too old to be showing that much. Get over yourself. And Kerry Washington looked amazing. Her haircut, I may be going for that hairstyle next. That was amazing.
Yeah,
her hairstyle,
good.
She was just class. She just looked amazing. So, yeah. So, all about that. So, let's move on to some other things that need to go. And now that we're in 2020, words that need to go this year, that were overused, that need to be banished. And the list that we got in our show prep was words that needs to be banished. Let me just tell you, some of these are phrases that need to be banished. First of all, Lake Superior University in Michigan just released its 45th annual list of words that need to be banished in the new year. Here are some of the words they say we should stop using or overusing in 2020. Number one, quid pro quo.
Yeah, I don't use that.
Here's a phrase that I think needs to go. It is what it is.
Yeah.
That is the most passive aggressive phrase I've ever heard in my life. It is what it is. Yes, of course it is what it is.
Ugh,
but you just have nothing else to say because you're not intelligent enough to think on your feet. So.
Yeah, I don't like that one either.
Okay, here is a whole list. Artisanal, curated, mouthfeel, and other pretentious words that don't really mean much of anything. They need to go.
What is mouthfeel? I don't even mouthfeel, like the way that sounds.
I don't even know what that is, but if you think about it, mouthful. You said a mouthful, but that's so stupid. That's actually more, I don't know, you're looking it up. Google it. Okay. Here's another one that needs to go, and it's also a professional job title now, an influencer.
Oh, yeah. That's not a job title.
It's not a job title. It's made up. I mean, technically, we can say we're influencers by what we do.
Mouthfeel refers to the physical sensations in the mouth caused by food or drink. That is weird.
That's like when people say nom nom. I'm like, what are you, three? Or nom
when,
nom.
It's probably when somebody, like, you know how when, like, really prestigious, like, not
prestigious? Pretentious?
Pretentious. I was smushed together, prestigious. And
how did your mouth feel about that?
Not good. You know when they, like, get that cup of wine and they, like, you know, swirl it around and they stick their tongue in it.
And then they spit it out. Oh, gosh.
Ew.
How does it feel in your mouth?
That's disgusting. I don't like it.
Gross.
Make it go away.
Okay, influencer. Yeah, that needs to go away because it's not a real job title. We can technically say we're influencers.
Oh, yeah. Add it to the resume.
Add it to the resume, baby. Okay. Literally, especially when someone means it to say figuratively. They should say figuratively, but they say literally.
I
literally. Yes, I know.
Yeah, I do this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Living my best life.
I'm going to agree with this one.
It needs to go.
I don't like the way it's weird.
That is actually passive aggressive too. What? You don't like me? Well, I'm living my best life. You can't judge me. That's right up there with I know my truth.
Ew, yeah. You are not Lizzo. Move on.
Yeah, exactly. There's only one Lizzo, my friend. And even though I want to be Lizzo, I'm not Lizzo. Okay. So living my best life and also I know my truth need to go. And is what it is. That needs to go. Bye-bye.
Ugh.
Bye-bye. And here's another one. Totes as a short version of totally.
Yes.
And I am so guilty of the next one. Jelly as a short version of jealous.
No.
And here's the one that I hate. I absolutely hate. When people are too lazy to say or text or type, probably, they write prolly. P-R-O-L-L-Y. Prolly.
Yeah. Yeah,
I hate prolly. Mm-hmm. Prolly just means I will probably never respond to you again.
Yeah, no. I don't like prolly. It just makes me think that you're like a freshman in college in some, you know, random like sorority and you just do, I don't know. Like,
you probably are in a sorority and you are probably trying to impress your friends who probably don't care what you do.
Or then my favorite are the people that you know they don't speak that way. But they're trying to, like, impress the other little group. So they start trying to speak that way, and they look ridiculous.
You know what that is? That is so fetch.
Ew.
Stop trying to make fetch a thing, Elise.
I watched Mean Girls on the plane, actually.
Oh, you did? You had your choice, and that's what you chose.
On the way there, we had a choice, and I watched a like random Hallmark Christmas movie. The only reason I did is because when I was filling in for you right before Christmas, it was on over
here.
Oh, is
that
the
twins?
Yes.
Was that the Candace Burr twins?
Yes.
Ooh.
And it was on the plane. And I'm like, okay, this was on the other day when I was filling in for Sheree. And I wanted to see it. And so I watched it. It was actually really good. But then I had a little extra time. So I was like, well, I'll just put on Mean Girls. I don't have to actually listen to it. I can close my eyes.
Okay, so it wasn't a selection on the plane. You just watched it on your iPad or
no,
on your phone?
No, it was on the plane.
So was this a plane from 2003?
Yeah, it was a little old. But even worse.
I'm sorry, we haven't updated.
On the way back, there was no in-flight entertainment. So we literally had nothing.
The entertainment is you're getting away from Waco.
Yeah.
And you're coming back to civilization.
Yeah, we flew out of San Antonio, and so San Antonio was better.
So what did you think of San Antonio?
San Antonio was better. We did all we could do in the 2 days that we were there. I don't think I would have spent any more time in San Antonio than we did.
Did you do the riverboat cruise,
did you do
dinner on the river?
No, we did. We did the riverboat cruise. We did it at night because they
Pretty.
Still had all
the lights,
stuff
yeah.
up.
They still had their lights up. Colin didn't get to that.
No, he did not. We ate on the river. We ate at this place called Rita's on the River. It was delicious. They specialized in tacos and margaritas. So.
No, in San Antonio?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
There was about
Is it a Tex-Mex town?
700 of those restaurants.
Yes, I've been to San Antonio.
I
know.
It was insane. It was a struggle to find food that was not a taco.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the zoo, which was amazing.
Aww.
It was a natural habitat zoo, so it was actually really cool to see animals that I've never seen in real life. Like, I've never
seen
a hippo.
So you went without kids and you went to a zoo?
We did. I got Ella a stuffed hippo. I was like, here's the hippo from the zoo. And brought it
back.
She
got a hippopotamus for Christmas!
She did. She did. Her name is Uma.
Uma.
And she's pretty swell. She's soft. And she's made from all recycled materials.
Oh, that's so good.
So, yeah. The San Antonio Zoo is amazing. If you ever go to San Antonio, go there. It's awesome.
Don't do it during the summer. San Antonio is god hot. I couldn't even imagine going around to a zoo.
It was nice. I had on a t-shirt because Clemson was playing that day. And I had a t-shirt on, and my Clemson t-shirt, and it started to get cold. Like, I really wish that I had brought a jacket, and I didn't because I was too, you know, willing to show off my Clemson t-shirt. I found three other Clemson fans. We all high-fived.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it was difficult to find Clemson fans in San Antonio, but they do exist.
My friend Heather lives there. I wonder if it was her you high-fived.
They were all three men.
No, Heather's not a man.
Yeah, they were all three.
Yeah.
All three of them were
Last
men.
Last time I checked, Heather's not a man. Nope. Mm-mm.
But yeah, San Antonio was nice. I liked it.
Good. Good, good. Well, we are glad to have you back.
We are glad to be back doing our regular music
and, of course, the Diva's Dish podcast. And we actually are doing something that we love that's the award-winning. We won an award for it not this past year, but the year before, for Cards for Kids. So we get everyone in the community involved to make Valentine's Day cards for the kids of Prisma Health Upstate Children's Hospital. So we are asking for your help. Go to our website, magic989.com, and find out how you can get involved. And, of course, tomorrow we'll tell you more about what's going on with Wet Nose Wednesday.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.